morning, Green Bay Packers fans. Welcome to Railbird Central at Cheesehead TV. I'm your host, Brian Caravu. Joined this morning by our live blog director, Jamie Snowden. We're talking some Packers football. We're talking about head coach Mike McCarthy on this Friday. I think one of the biggest things that's happened lately was an exclusive interview granted to the Packer Plus publication and reporter Rob Reichel, which is published by the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. But yeah, just yesterday, the exclusive Q&A with head coach Mike McCarthy was published online. You can read it over at jsonline.com. And maybe if Jamie is kind enough or has time, she can provide a link on underneath our broadcast player to the exclusive interview. And in fact, you'll notice the episode of today's Railbird Central is titled "A Load of Nonsense." And that is what Mike McCarthy had to say about the criticism of his team that they're not tough, that they're not physical. And what I'll do here is I'll just read part of Mike McCarthy's quote, what he had to say about that perception and what his opinion on the deal was. So just bear with me. And it's kind of interesting here how Mike McCarthy answered this question. In fact, just to give a little bit of background here, set it in the proper context, the direct and exact question was, "The toughness of this team has been questioned over the last several months. How did you react to that?" Mike McCarthy says, quote, "I think it's a load of nonsense because I think the proof is in the pudding. If you watch the tape and the film and you win 12 games a year and you don't win the Super Bowl, people have to question something. I get that. That was the line that people took. And hey, when you play good football teams week in and week out, you're always looking for a hole in your opponent. And sometimes when people don't see too many holes, the easiest and biggest target is to go after a man's will, his toughness. And that's the beauty of the game. Your will and your toughness are challenged every day. So to ever label an NFL team as not being tough, I mean, there are some teams that are tougher than others. Most teams think they're tougher than everybody else. That's part of the DNA of our sport. But I'm very, very confident in the toughness of our team. The way we train, the way our guys go after it, I've been around long enough that I have a pretty good barometer of how to gauge where your football team is, and I like where we are." End quote. That's Mike McCarthy on the toughness of the current Packers football team. And, you know, I think this question gets misconstrued just because of how vague the term tough is, or how vague the term physical is. You can look at that in several different ways. And I think what people are really pointing about, and this all came about mostly because of a column written by the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel's Bob McGinn following the season, calling the Packers not tough or not physical enough. And I think what Bob McGinn was getting at was that the Packers were not very good last year in certain aspects of the game, which are known for being more physical than others. Obviously, the Packers are a great passing team. Aaron Rodgers, loads of targets, can push the ball downfield through the air with the best of them. That's not a problem. They are pretty good at taking the ball away via interception. You know, Casey Hayward, formerly Charles Woodson, Morgan Burnett, Tremont Williams, all these guys, you know, everybody on the team, and, you know, even including the linebackers, were really good at grabbing the occasional interception. They're good at that. But those things are more finesse things. They're more to do with instinct and more talent than anything. The things that are known in football as being tough and physical that the Packers don't do particularly well or haven't done particularly well the past season or two is running the football. You know, the ground game in the trenches where it takes a lot of linemen to clear holes, to push players out of the way, to, grind it out the road grader style. You know, that's what the Packers' offense hasn't done well. And likewise, on defense, they haven't been exactly great at the point of attack, at stopping the run, although they were average at it, but not, you know, of course, Super Bowl caliber, where they were during just three seasons ago, during the Super Bowl season. They need to get tougher at the point of attack on defense and then stuffing the run and then running the ball on offense. And I think that's where the term tough and physical come from. Not so much that we're, you know, questioning the toughness of any particular football player. I think in some regards that was questioned, you know, with the, especially the defensive backs and their unwillingness to tackle a year ago, you know, guys like Sam Shields, who actually really did step up quite a bit. Sam Shields became a physical football player the 2012 season. I think, you know, people see that from Tremont Williams as well. Although you kind of understand Tremont Williams kind of has an excuse with a rather significant shoulder injury that he's been dealing with. But you got to assume that it's only going to get better over time. And I don't question Tremont Williams' toughness because he was tough before the shoulder injury, before that ever happened, the Super Bowl season in 2010. He wasn't afraid to come up and make a tackle. You know, he is tough. So this whole thing, we're not going after a man's will, Coach McCarthy. I don't think that's what's, you know, really, you know, happening here. I can see that that's how maybe some people view it when they hear it, or they just read a headline instead of reading an entire article. You know, I think. You know, it's been laid out rather well by Bob McGinn, for one, and anybody else who's delved into it with any significance in the media, at least anybody who's doing their job would explain why. I see some good, responses here on the live blog to being a physical team. And John on the live blog says, Lacey will hopefully give us the physical running game we've been lacking. And no doubt about it. I mean, you can see that was kind of an emphasis with the NFL draft this year at getting more physical, you know, with Eddie Lacey on offense being the big bruising running back. And not to mention the other, you know, running back they signed as well, Jonathan Franklin. And on defense, they spend their first-round draft choice on a defensive lineman, Dayton Jones, to hopefully be more physical at the point of attack. Although, I'm at 290 pounds or so, I'm questioning the ability of Jones to hold up at the point of attack. But again, I'm willing to give him the benefit of the doubt for the time being, you know, without seeing him in a game action, game environment at all at the NFL level. I'll give him the benefit of the doubt for the time being. But, you know, the entire defense as a whole responsible for that as well. And, just one more thing came to my mind here regarding the physical nature of the Packers team. And Bob McGinn, I believe, pointed this out in one of his columns, was the simple fact that the Packers are one of the lighter teams in terms of sheer weight or sheer mass, one of the lighter teams in the NFL, you know, like average pounds per player, that kind of thing, as compared to the Super Bowl champion Baltimore Ravens, who are one of the heavier teams in the NFL. And that kind of plays into it as well. Are the Packers getting bigger? Well, they certainly did get bigger at the running back position where they grabbed Eddie Lacy. Then they go and grab Dayton Jones in the first round. He's kind of a light defensive lineman, especially for the 3-4 defense. Again, willing to give him the benefit of the doubt, willing to wait to see him, to see how he handles the trenches at 290 or approximate pounds. But yeah, I mean, there are certain things that the Packers are working on. You kind of wonder how Desmond Bishop plays into this whole thing about the Pack. You know, he was kind of thought of as the most physical of the Packers inside linebackers, and now he's gone. And I don't think it's, you know, just simply a poor choice by the Packers to release him. I think it has a lot to do with his injury situation and the fact that he just, you know, not going to be as good a player anymore post-injury that he once was. But, you know, it is kind of sad that, you know, for a team that's known as, you know, not being so physical, they got rid of just this week one of the guys who's known for being physical, a guy who's not afraid of being a thumper on that defense from the inside linebacker position. Because that's not the forte of A.J. Hawk and Brad Jones. They're not thumpers. They do, you know, certain things particularly well, but, you know, not, you know, known once again as being that big-time physical presence there at the inside linebacker position. John on the live blog again chiming in with saying, don't forget about the second-year players, Nick Perry, Jerron McMillan, etc. And certainly that is a good point there. I mean, if there's going to be improvement on the Packers' defense this year, a lot of it is going to depend upon how the second-year players do, like Nick Perry, who's expected to play a very huge role in the Packers' defense in 2013. No more Eric Walden anymore, so Nick Perry is the man opposite Clay Matthews. He's going to be a starter. He's going to play a big role. Jerron McMillan at safety. While MD Jennings might be part of the competition, I predict Jerron McMillan's going to win it and be basically your, you know, the man there at the spot opposite Morgan Burnett at safety. And you know, Jerron McMillan is more known for his physical play, you know, being a strong safety as opposed to a free safety, playing in the box. Those play to his strengths. So those are ways to get a more physical team out there. It'll depend upon them. And, you know, that isn't to mention, you know, Casey Hayward, who's kind of taking over Charles Woodson's duty at the slot cornerback. And, of course, we all remember how tough and physical Charles Woodson is. Need the same out of Casey Hayward. Desmond Moses as kind of a, you know, part-time kind of player on the defensive side of the football. Him, too. All those guys going to be big, you know, major parts of the Packers' defense going forward and being more tough and more physical at the point of attack. One more thing I wanted to touch upon from the Mike McCarthy interview that was published by Packer Plus was his reaction to the loss from the 49ers game last year in the divisional round of the playoffs. You know, obviously it's a playoff loss. You don't want to have those, but you know, it's the major thing was how poorly the Packers defense looked in that game, where they gave up, what was it, 579 yards, including an NFL record 181 yards on the ground to Colin Kaepernick, an NFL record for a quarterback in a single game. And here's what Mike McCarthy said, had to say about the playoff loss to the 49ers. Quote, "The obvious is that we have to take care of the football, and we didn't do that. We had two turnovers, and the one was very costly. The second thing is I didn't like the way our team, top to bottom, myself and all the way through, handled the production of their offense. We never stopped them. We didn't slow them down. We can talk about scheme, we can talk about preparation, but ultimately the performance of everybody involved was nowhere near where it needed to be. You look at that, you learn from it, but frankly, we're past that. We're more focused on developing our next team, and that's what you have to stay true to. Frankly, I don't want to talk about it anymore. I understand it's your job, and you have to ask the questions," end quote. Pause for a sip of coffee here. We've gone into this in the past, and you know how much attention was, part of the read option that the 49ers ran, and their ability to just run all over the Packers, no matter how it happened. A lot of it did happen in the read option with Colin Kaepernick keeping the football. But that wasn't it. You know, Frank Gore running all over the Packers for over 100 yards himself. And then Colin Kaepernick just taking off on scrambles and getting so many yards. And that was probably the biggest culprit that day, although everything played a part in it. And just the Packers really struggling so much to stop the run. And you know, it didn't just happen in that game. It was happening against Adrian Peterson. He had the now, if I remember correctly here, the first meeting between the Packers and the Vikings in 2012, Adrian Peterson had over 200 yards against the Packers. Just a pathetic performance that day. It's just humbling to see an opponent run for over 200 yards against you. I mean, when a single player gets over 100, you know, it's disappointing, but not nearly as humbling as that being doubled is, you know, over 200 yards. And then the second time the Packers face the Vikings, Adrian Peterson gains 199 yards. 1 yard short of 200. So in two games, the Packers couldn't stop Adrian Peterson. And then finally, the third game against him, the playoff game, they finally started to figure things out. I can't remember the exact yardage that Adrian Peterson ran for that game. He might have ran for even nearly 100 yards, but it wasn't you know, as close to the 200-yard range. Once again, so that's where the problems are on the Packers defense, not just from the 49ers, from the Vikings as well, but just the Packers having to get better at the point of attack, specifically stopping the run. We'll see how much Dayton Jones can be a part of it. You know, he's not being asked to be a nose tackle, Dayton Jones. You know, that's going to be B.J. Raji. That's going to be Ryan Pickett's job. But those guys got to be stout there. And then maybe once they get a really talented player next to them, maybe that just elevates the play of everybody on the line as a whole. Maybe that everybody starts playing a little bit better. And maybe that will be the case. Hopefully, that is the case. You know, hopefully the Packers defense gets back to a level where they were the Super Bowl year in 2010, playoffs coming in 2011. You know, that defense misses guys like Cullen Jenkins, like Nick Collins, who have since left the Packers for various reasons. But their production, of course, has not been, you know, matched since. Packers haven't gotten the sack production from Kelvin Jenkins they once have. They haven't gotten the interceptions and just the solid play in general from Nick Collins at the safety position. Morgan Burnett's doing okay, but it's the spot opposite him. You know, once again, we're looking at Jerron McMillan, maybe MD Jennings, you know, to take over that spot and really step up and be a good, solid player. Guys that are going to help the Packers defense get up to the upper echelon of the NFL. Nobody's saying you got to be number one, but you do have to be part of that top third at least. You know, you got to be a top 10 defense in the NFL. And heck, I mean, ideally, you're number one, but you really got to take a step forward. They've got to take a step forward this season if they themselves are going to be a Super Bowl caliber team. I mean, now with Aaron Rodgers, Clay Matthews under contract for the next 5-7 seasons, whatever those guys are under, you know, this team should be in contention for the Super Bowl every year. I mean, no doubt about it. I mean, there's, I think playoffs are a given. As long as Aaron Rodgers is healthy, this streak of just being a playoff participant that is, what, now 4 years running? Packers have been in the playoffs for 4 consecutive years. That shouldn't come to an end anytime soon. I mean, once again, barring an injury to Aaron Rodgers, and we'll knock on some wood here, we don't want that to happen because then you might be in a little bit of trouble. But as long as he stays healthy, this is a team that should just be in the playoffs year in and year out. With no end in sight, you know. And as long as they're making the playoffs, there's always a chance to win the Super Bowl, as you saw in 2010. Heck, you know, the Packers, the 6th seed that year. Every game of the playoffs, they had to go on the road, and they won every game, which is really an incredible accomplishment. You know, you just look back upon that, and you got to say, wow. I mean, there's just not teams in the NFL that have done that. You know, it's what the Packers were able to accomplish there was rather remarkable, and certainly a feather in the cap of Mike McCarthy there, and everybody else who was a part of that team. So, really, I mean, the core of that team, the core of that Super Bowl team, Aaron Rodgers, Clay Matthews, they're still young. I mean, those guys are in the prime of their career right now. They are at the peak. I mean, you need to surround those guys with talent, but those are the leaders. Those are the captains. They should be the ones who bring the Packers to that level once again. And they're capable of doing so. Capable of doing so. So that kind of wraps up the discussion on Mike McCarthy here this morning, as he was in JS Online's Packer Plus publication just recently, as of yesterday. You know, in terms of other news surrounding the Green Bay Packers, nothing new on the Desmond Bishop front, really. He visited the Vikings on Wednesday. He visited the Chiefs on Thursday. Has yet to sign a contract with anybody that we know of. He admitted yesterday in an interview with Sirius XM Radio that he's only receiving 1-year contract offers, which once again kind of gives you the indication that teams are scared off by that injury, you know, that they don't want to commit majorly to a guy who's coming off this hamstring issue, torn hamstring and torn tendon from last season. So, you know, kind of a big deal there. But we also learned that Desmond Bishop does have some other suitors out there. He's said, and this is according to Bishop himself, that the Jaguars have shown interest, that the New York Giants have shown interest, even that the San Francisco 49ers have called him. But, of course, the 49ers there, they're pretty set at the inside linebacker position with Patrick Willis and Navarro Bowman. If Bishop were to go there, it would strictly be as a backup, although he'd be a pretty decent backup. Of course, there's always that kind of push and pull. You know, if you're an NFL team, there's only so many players, you know, veteran backups you can have on the team because you need young guys to play special teams. You got to think Desmond Bishop isn't really going to be a special teams player anymore. Maybe he could play one unit or something like that. But, yeah, that it's tough to carry veteran backups who don't play special teams on your team anywhere. I mean, just look at the Green Bay Packers. How many guys like that are on the team? How many veteran backups are there? You know, there just aren't that many. Those guys, they have to have the athleticism to play on special teams. You got to round those units out. And you got to have athletic players. You can't have guys coming off a hamstring injury because they got to be fast to get downfield. Things like cover kicks, cover punts, things like that. So we'll see what happens on the Desmond Bishop front, whether he's going to eventually set up any more visits. He said no more visits are set up as of now. I don't know what's happening. If there's he's just weighing his options, where he'd rather play, Vikings versus Chiefs or anywhere else, or whether he's kind of exaggerating in terms of receiving offers. I don't know. Maybe each team is offered a one-year deal with the veterans minimum, and there's really not a whole lot of, a risk involved. And, you know, he himself has said he's not ruling out a return to the Packers either. Of course, it doesn't really look like there's a spot in the starting lineup for Desmond Bishop, with the Packers this season. They would probably wait to see how he performed in training camp in the preseason before coming to that conclusion entirely. But it's just not likely that that would be the case. So kind of waiting on Desmond Bishop. This weekend is the Ryan Pickett Celebrity Golf Classic, the first ever, taking place near San Diego, California. A bunch of his teammates are going to be out there. Actually, according to an article in the San Diego newspaper, the Union Tribune, I can't even remember what the newspaper's name is out there, but Aaron Rodgers will actually be out there. Clay Matthews, BJ Raji, some former Packers, James Lofton, Sterling Sharp, even the NFL Network's Marshall Faulk will be there. Baseball players, David Justice, Jermaine Dye, going to be there. So kind of cool that Ryan Pickett is doing this first ever big time charity event out in San Diego. That takes place this weekend. We have details on that in today's Packers calendar item here at Cheesehead TV, as well as taking place closer to home, closer to actually Railbird Central Studios. Packers Hall of Fame defensive lineman Willie Davis doing a book signing in Green Bay today. So if you're near Green Bay and you want to check that out, I think it's happening at the Barnes & Noble's in Green Bay. So really cool if you want to go get an autograph from Willie Davis on his autobiography that he wrote. So that's kind of what it's looking like on a Friday here. Have a great weekend, everyone. We'll be back once again on Monday for another episode of Railbird Central, as we do every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday here at Cheesehead TV. On behalf of Jamie Snowden, I'm Brian Kirvu. We'll see you later, everyone. I leave you today with a song called Nothing Too Fancy by Umphreys McGee on Cy Fidelity Records. See you later, everyone. Go Pack. Go Pack.